Chapel, I'm going to join here today by Elsa Tiefenthaler of the Kemper Catholic Knights, as she is going to be heading to Iowa Western to continue her volleyball career as well as her education as well. Elsa, congratulations and good to catch up with you. Thanks for the time here on this Sunday.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm super excited.
You bet. And I know you just made the decision and made it official on Friday night. So take me through that experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long process just to get here and just to choose and visiting all the schools and just looking at all the offers. But yeah, I mean, I visited Iowa Western, actually my most recent visit, and I just fell in love with it. And I love the people and loved everything else. So it just felt right. And I just was like, yep, I'm going to commit now.
We're going to talk about that here in a second, but you had your grad party yesterday. You made your announcement Friday night. Kind of a busy, kind of a 24 hours for you, I imagine.
Yeah, but getting both those things done and just lifted a huge weight off my shoulders.
How much of a deep breath did you take this morning and exhale now that that's all completed?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I know. I'm just so happy that I've found out where I'm going now. My parents have been on my butt ever since then.
You said it's been a long process. I'm going to tell everybody that maybe doesn't know you, and I think most people do. You could have ran track and jumped in the high jump in college. You could have golfed in college. You could have played basketball in college. You know, you're going to play volleyball. What was this process like, and how many different schools were reaching out to you for all of the different sports that you had a choice of maybe being able to participate in?
I mean, yeah, it was a very wide range of schools and for everything, for all my sports. But definitely the hardest decision was choosing between basketball and volleyball, obviously. But, yeah, it did not come lightly. Obviously, yeah, it was a long process just to decide what I wanted to do.
And you said even earlier this week or last week, means you signed on Friday, that you were still making that decision on what sport. What did it ultimately come down to?
Honestly, just which sport I could go further in and which one kind of I was kind of for basketball. I put in a lot of work in basketball and stuff, and I was just ready to kind of take on something new. So I think, and I really, really love volleyball, and I love being successful in it, and I kind of thought about how, like, where I could go from the JUCO college, obviously, and I think that volleyball is where I could go the furthest in.
Where are you hoping to end up, and where do you think that future can take you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely going to play at Iowa Western for 2 years and then just see if I have any more offers and if I still want to be playing. I mean, I'm hoping D2 or B1, obviously, everybody wants to go there, but some D2 schools have already reached out to me prior to offering me, but it's just been a rough road, and I think that Iowa Western will give me the best opportunity to go higher.
When did all of this start for you? I know coaches, I don't think, can officially reach out and stuff until a little later in your high school career, but I'm imagining you had such a great freshman year, especially in basketball, that you probably started hearing some rumblings and some things fairly early on.
Yeah, definitely with basketball for sure. At the beginning of high school, but I never really, I always thought I wanted to play basketball in college, so yeah. But I never really got into talking to coaches and doing everything until after my senior season, because I thought I wasn't going to play at all. I thought I was just going to go to college, actually. But yeah, and then I was like, well, I don't think I can be done with sports forever. So I was like, oh, we better get on that train with the recruiting process. And it's been a long one. So
how quickly did you have to kind of get going on this then and get to all the different schools? And what was that process like if you didn't really start till after your basketball season ended?
Yeah, so I've been pretty busy, probably at least a visit every 2 weeks or so. But yeah, it's been a lot of constant communication with coaches and stuff and just visiting and seeing where I like the best and where I thought I could fit in the best.
Where did you all visit?
I visited Northwestern. I had offers there for basketball and volleyball. And then Morningside for basketball, And then Upper Iowa and Truman State, I was talking with them. And Iowa Central as for volleyball as well.
So when did volleyball really creep into the picture for you? You mentioned earlier here that you really wanted to play basketball, but you love volleyball as well. When did volleyball really start to creep into the picture?
After basketball season, I was like, wow, I really miss volleyball. I was like, so it was kind of, and then with club volleyball, and that kind of made me realize that I would like to keep playing it. And I just did, I also just knew that I should play a sport because I don't think I could, I mean, my life has been sports like for as long as I can remember. So I was like, I cannot just dump everything and just decide to not play any sports just one day. So that's kind of where I just decided I wanted to play, and then volleyball just because I think I'll miss it the most, honestly.
Is part of that because maybe you dumped so much effort into basketball when you were younger and volleyball maybe came a little later as you got a little older?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Maybe, yeah, I think so. It's a little bit of burnout and stuff from basketball, but I love basketball, and I think that it'll still be a big part of my life.
Yeah, we were.
But yeah, I think volleyball is just where I have the most opportunities to grow.
And I think you'll probably play basketball intramurals or some way to pick up a
Oh yeah,
basketball
for
throughout
sure.
your career. So you actually had choices when it came to volleyball as well. Most people think about in the gym, but beach volleyball is starting to really grow. We've had a couple of girls here from our area already in the last few years that have won and on and had beach careers. I know that there's a club here in town that does some beach work. So beach volleyball became an option for you.
I visited, yeah, a school in Florida, in Florida, and for beach volleyball, but it just wasn't the right fit for me. And I knew I wanted to play indoor. That kind of like made me realize that indoor is what I want to do.
So, what were the conversations like with the coaches at the college level about you and volleyball?
It's just kind of like the competitiveness and stuff. They're just like, yeah, we just like just all around athletes is what they kind of want. What they're looking for, just people that they can use anywhere. And it was just like, and they were like, you just would be a competitive person at our program. I was like, yep.
Where'd you get that competitiveness from?
Don't even know. I've just always had it. And I think it just has grown ever since I started playing, especially in high school too. Just wanting to win, wanting to be the best that I can be.
Is setting what you're going to do at Iowa Western, because you could probably play back row. You played all the way around in high school. So, where is the fit for you at Iowa Western?
Yeah, I think yep. I think I'm gonna stick in the setter position, so that's fun, and that's kind of what I want too. I like setting, and I don't think I would like to play any other position. I mean, back row obviously has been a thought for me, but yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with setting.
Let's stay with the recruiting process here for a second. You said you made a bunch of visits. What were some of your favorite trips? I'm sure that Florida trip had to be a lot of fun, but what were some of your
Yeah,
favorite
no.
campuses and stuff that you saw while you were on your visits?
Yeah, honestly, I loved all of my visits. I talked with my mom, and she was like, "You're just gonna love every college that you visit." I'm like, "Yep." And I loved all the people. All the coaches were super nice too. But yeah, definitely the Florida one, just because of the location. That was super fun.
So something with Iowa Western made it feel probably like home or something for you. You said that was the last visit you made. What happened on that visit where you kind of saw yourself fitting in there?
Yeah, I mean, the coaches were just super nice, and like we kind of just talked like the entire time, like we've known each other forever. And then the girls were super sweet, and I got to practice with them a little bit, and I just loved it. And the facilities were super nice, and everything just felt perfect.
Did you know any of the girls from before? Had you played against any or with any in travel ball or anything?
I actually, one of most of them are actually international players. So, not many of them, but there was Maddie. She used to play at Lewis Central, so.
So
But that's it.
did you talk with her a little bit then? Kind of means you maybe knew her a little bit, having played against her, of what it's like
I
there?
she yeah no She was actually like a senior when I was a freshman, so no, not
Okay.
really.
Okay.
But that's like the only remote, like, close person I knew. But other than that, no, I did not know anyone.
What was the phone call Friday night like with Coach when you said that you were coming?
It was, he was pretty excited. He's super chill and super fun, but yeah, he was just pretty excited, and so was I, and I was just relieved to finally get committed somewhere.
So for you, for education part of it, that's going to be a part two. I know you're a great student as well as a great athlete. So what do you know what you want to study yet and what you want to do in the future?
So I'm not exactly sure. I was thinking about law school, but I don't think that's gonna happen anymore. But I think I'm just gonna get my business administration, my associate's in that, and then hopefully I can get actually two associate's degrees and get another one in supply chain management.
So what do you want to do with those right now? Do you know yet?
I know I just want to come back and work for my family and stuff, but I think I'm going to go on to a 4-year college after that. So after my 2 years there.
Okay. So for you, for the rest of, once you get through the golf season here and you get into the summer, what are you hoping to do for working out to get ready for the volleyball season?
Yeah, so they provide you with like a workout plan and everything, but I'm hoping to get a lot stronger, obviously, and just improving my skills and keeping my settings sharp and stuff and working in the gyms and stuff. So, yeah.
So one last question. When do you get a chance to rest between track, golf, and then making all of these trips here this spring to get this recruiting process done? Have you slept in the last month?
Not really. It's been crazy. It has been a crazy road, and I am so happy that I found somewhere that I can feel that I think is good for me. But yeah, it's been crazy.
Well, I tell you what, it has been an absolute pleasure getting to cover you for the last 4 years. I'm going to miss getting to walk into the gym and watch you and even onto the golf course or at the track meets, but we will definitely follow your career down in Iowa Western. I know you got some other places to be, but I appreciate you chiseling out a little bit of time here on a Sunday, especially with it being Mother's Day, to be able to chat with us and stuff about your decision. So congratulations. Iowa Western's lucky to have you, that is for sure, and best of luck, and we look forward to following your career.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
You bet. Elsa Tiefenthaler again with the Kemper Catholic Knights. Again, she's going to be heading to Iowa Western to continue her volleyball career.